Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. Sorry, it took a little while to get settled. I don't start the meeting until everybody arrives, Mary.
Yeah, that's what I figured. No problem.
Hope it's not upsetting or whatever. Okay, Zoning Board of Appeals, August 10th, 2026, calling the meeting to order. In attendance is Joshua Machick, John Treat, Ann Decker, Athena Loveland, and Bill Pike. First action is approval of the minutes for our July meeting. So take a couple of moments and review the meeting minutes, and let's see if there's any corrections or adjustments. You talked about the 25-foot.
Not yet.
No, we had a little confusion last time about left and right. Would it matter in the meetings, the minutes? It still says left.
Yeah, I talked to Danielle and it's been adjusted.
Yeah.
So we could correct it in the minutes, but
Okay.
it's corrected in the
I
application.
see it. Yeah, I see it. I checked because I knew it was going to be updated because I was like, I think it's right, but I can't remember which way we're supposed to look at it from. So let me double check. Okay, good. That's the only thing I would.
Let me just, well, yeah, we can correct it.
Under number
It's
four.
accurate because it represents what was requested, but it's
Okay.
incorrect in that the request was. So Mary, I'll talk to Danielle and see if we need to fix the official minutes to right side setback versus left side,
Okay.
and let her deal with you if we need to just change the official copy to the minutes, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
So moved.
Second.
All's in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Okay. No old business. So we're going to continue the public hearing of BZA 26-1, Joe Costanzo, 43 Deming Road. Mr. Costanzo's in the room. And at our last meeting, we had some requests on the part of folks to visit the property and get a better sense of the ask. And we've got a couple of things to cover before we get back to our discussion. I mentioned this just so everyone understands that we have 35 days to hold a public hearing, and we have 65 days to render a decision. So our discussion with the public, with Joe, would end tonight. So just for clarification. Okay, so a couple things. First and foremost, it's a right side variance. It's correct now. Secondarily, R1 in Bolton is a 25-foot side yard setback, not 20, as indicated in the application. So that's a problem. It's a problem for all of us. I can amend the application for you and submit it for the discussion, but it's even though it says 20, it's 25 for R1 in Bolton.
Danielle, the one who brought it up to me, that her and another fellow in the office, they looked it up and said that it was wrong in the plot, that it's supposed to be 25.
Right. So that's it. But the application's generic, and it, you know, has to be adhered to the zoning, you know. So it's stated as.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. I meant 20. It's, she said it was like zone 2 or something like that. She looked it up.
Well, either the R1 is wrong, or zone 2, I think, is 25 also.
Or was it R? She clarified with me. I mean, I have the plot plan.
So one of the two things is wrong. Either the R1 is wrong, or the side yard setback is wrong. Did she?
She said most were 25. Mine was 20. That's what she had told me. And then double check for that. I'm sorry, forgive me. I didn't remember his name. The guy in the office that backed it up.
Okay.
That's why we applied it. I went by what they explained to me when I filled out the application.
R1 and R2 are the same.
Yeah.
25.
Any other explanation, Joe, on that? I mean,
I know what they told me to do.
And I double checked the regs and all the amendments.
Okay.
I didn't see anything.
All right. Well, perhaps if they made an error, then that's all I can say. I just went for what I was told to do in the.
Yeah, I
started
think,
here at the town hall to start this whole thing. So.
Yeah, I think for us to move forward, I guess my recommendation is that we've got to treat it as 25, and let them deal with it if it's wrong. I don't know what else to do. What do you guys think?
Oh, you have to. It's 25.
It's 25. I've never heard of any, you know. I checked the zoning map. I checked the regs. I couldn't see anything about that area. It shows up as R1 on the map, the official town map of zoning.
But R1 and R2 are the same, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So that it doesn't. It wouldn't make. I don't.
And R3 is 10.
Is 10.
So where does 20 show up?
In this case, it's 25, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So what did your plot site plan, plot plan show?
I don't know if it said which R it was.
No, did it have a distance?
Oh.
Side yard setback.
It says
perimeter.
Yeah, it says 20 side yards.
Yeah, so that's probably wrong. Unless there was another appeal that took place from, you know, at the time of the site plan.
This is a natural embossed plan. She had two copies of it in there. Gave me one official one with the town. This is something I didn't make up.
So is it possible to add an appeal? An establishment of a 20-foot setback? What year is the passing?
Oh, 06, 12, 13, 12, 13, 13.
The root of the misunderstanding.
What's that? Yeah.
An error in this.
I think so. I mean, if they're saying that the plot plan is correct. Trying to get this, you know, a point from which we can go forward here without getting it a little bigger. Yeah, I sent Daniel a note. She didn't say yet. So it's a discrepancy in the application, or lack of clarification, because it says R1, but it also says 20. How did this discussion even come up? Just while you were filling out the application with her, or?
Well, I explained what I wanted to do, and I wanted to see what the setback was for my particular property, and I was told that She looked it up, like I said, with another fellow in there, and they were talking R1 and R2, and she said, whatever mine was, it was 20 feet. That's what she told me, and then backed it up with this here. This is actual document from the town.
This was done, yeah.
Yes.
Was it Mike D'Amato?
It could have been. That sounds familiar.
Okay.
Younger fellow.
Yeah.
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 Could we discuss both scenarios?
Yeah, like I said, we got, you know, we got the 35-day limit, right?
So, right, exactly.
And then we could meet in a month and make a decision based on clarification.
Right.
And the other item, you have some modifications to your request. Is that correct?
I added a couple things to the portal. I don't know if anyone got a copy of them. Just I did a Google Earth map just showing exactly distances from my neighbor's properties. A tree buffer in between our properties. The actual footprint of the garage I'm proposing, showing the 35-foot setback from the rear. The area of ledge to the left of my property, which is the reason why the whole house is jockeyed all the way to the right, because apparently they didn't want to blast there. The leach field septic system, and also the storm drain, which is in the favor of the town that I maintain, which is another reason why you can't approach and build anything from the left-hand side of the property.
Somebody not muted.
Yeah. Mary, you're not on mute if it matters to you. Let's see if there's anything. What's the total acreage of the lot?
Just shy of an acre. It just gives it the square footage.
Well, it says 0.73 acres on the on the little map there.
Oh yeah, you're right. My bad. Yeah. 3/4 of an acre about there.
Okay, so any other questions of the applicant?
I have a question.
Sure.
Do you have a basement?
I do.
Thank you.
Well, I went out there today. I let Joe know, thank you for letting me visit.
Sure.
Because I'm very much a visual person and pictures are great, but standing in the space is better for me. So, and I did this based on a 20-foot setback. So I don't know if any of this would even matter, but I did some measurements. I tried to figure out if there were other ways to avoid having to use a variance to get what you needed to get a garage with space that had, you know, room for your car plus equipment. I kind of came up with three alternative solutions that might work using a 13-foot wide garage. One which would give you 520 square feet, which is obviously less than what you wanted. One that would give you 566 square feet, and then one that would give you 605 square feet. So that would be the closest to what you're looking for space. Obviously, a contractor would have to confirm that these are viable, but I don't see how they wouldn't be. Where the one that's 605 feet, you make the garage 13 feet wide, 33 feet long. Sorry, my chicken scratch, and I wrote it earlier today. And then you can L shape around the back and make an attachment off the back of your existing garage because you have a little space there. That would be 22 feet wide by 8 feet long. That would give you additional space as well that you maybe wouldn't get because we're not going into the variance. And I don't know if you discussed, did you discuss any other alternative shapes or sizes of garage that could fit there that might not need the variance? I mean, this might all be moot if it's 25, so.
We can't actually do an L in the back because then it needs the rear setback.
Well, the current house, well, the current garage that's there, where he's marked this new garage is 8 feet past the corner of that garage, which I'm assuming would be right on the setback line,
Okay,
right?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So there's about, I think it was like 8 feet 6 inches. I'm just rounding because I tape measure kept shifting a little. So approximately, I was using the little markers you had there.
Okay, well, and you can also say, so you've got 37.2. So he's got
Yeah.
2.2 feet plus whatever the distance of
There, I mean, yes. Is it
the
a little
jut out
more
there.
work? Sure.
It's a lot more work.
Yeah, but
I'm a builder, and it's taken apart all the siding. You have to take a lot of stuff apart, windows, sheetrock. I mean, all I wanted to do was bump out. That's it. And it was just siding that was involved. That's it.
and I appreciate the amount of work, but that's not, that can't be considered part of the
I
hardship.
understand.
Yeah. That's why I was suggesting maybe there were other options. You know, I have two others where the garage is super long and still 13 feet wide, or you know, maybe just 30 feet long, and so you still keep your footprint and go around the back. There's a couple of different ways.
Well, I mean, it was my understanding that the board kind of had a vested interest in keeping the houses looking natural, and I think
The front, it's still
doing
wood.
some, I mean, the whole thing should look, besides how it looks from the curb, it's, you also got to think of, if you sell the house down the road, if it's some,
Understandable.
that type of
Yeah.
thing. So I wanted to just kind of stay, I was trying to just stick with as close to the architecture of the house as possible and keeping things very simple. Without having to, take apart a lot of stuff to make something like an L-shaped garage happen. I mean, I would be willing to narrow the garage and take a little bit of a setback if we could meet somewhere in between.
We still have to determine what the setback is. Is it possible that it changed from the time he built his house to now, or?
No, not from 2007. Right. It's been that it's a standard. It's been around for a long time.
Okay.
When I say a long time, as long as I've been on the board, I don't remember any deviation. So it's a 12-foot variance if it's 25-foot side yard, and it's a 7 if it's 20. So, trying to decide, I'm trying to give you a fair shake, but we have to pick one of those two things that are on the application as being correct. I just honestly, Joe, I've just never heard of anybody having a, deviation to the, unless there is, unless it's so rare, it's because it's got the extenuating circumstances that would have allowed planning and zoning to say that that level of setback when they subdivided that area. I don't know.
Could there have been a variance back in 2007 that
Yeah,
prevented
I
those?
suppose there could, right?
Yeah. Is it, I would imagine it's somewhere here.
But
If somebody has to dig through
it would
files of
come
it.
here. It would come to the ZBA.
Yeah.
If it doesn't fit within the regs, the planning and zoning would send them here. Josh, what were you going to
I guess I don't see how that, like, what would the variance be for that would create this 20-foot setback that's different if there's nothing built there that would justify a setback reduction?
I'd be guessing, were they lots that were established pre-zoning? I mean, that's, some of that occurs by the lakes. Right, they're substandard. They don't meet the qualifications of the zone that they're in because they're so small. But you got to call them something.
Yeah, those are like R3, aren't they?
R3s, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so because like if it's classified as an R1, it's got to mean
I can drink water.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
there's a size issue when they bumped it down in R2. Is
Still,
that didn't move the lot
it's
size?
still 25-foot
Yeah.
side yard setback.
I'm just saying, if it was the size of the lot, wouldn't it just be the zoned accordingly?
Yeah, but accordingly, it would still be a 25-foot
Right.
setback, unless they made it R3, which would take it down to 10, which obviously isn't right either. Well, John gets back. We'll continue our discussion.
Can I bring up a topic about the hardship? Or your
I think so, John. I think for us to move forward, we gotta make a decision as a board, and probably through a motion that we have a discussion
I follow you.
based on either 20 or 25 feet, or 20 feet in R1, however we wanted to phrase it, and then proceed. We can deny the variance without prejudice, and then if it's 20, if he can come back, I think. But it's
Well, we should make it as bulletproof as we possibly can.
yeah, and as fair as we possibly can to the applicant. Because this is something the town did, not something he did. Right, if he was given guidance and it made it into the application, it was accepted by the town. And he's got a site plan that says 20, so it's
I do know she had two of these site plans together in her in the filing cabinet, and that's
yeah.
why she said you can have this one because we have another copy. But I don't know if she compared the two of them.
And if it's such an anomaly, I'm not calling anyone out here. I'm saying that when an anomaly like this occurs, the best situation is that we get notified. Some sort of comment in the application that would allow us to know what we're dealing with, even the text or wherever.
I would like the opportunity once I could find out what the actual ruling is about this, is to resubmit or come back to you at least next month to maybe we can narrow the variance a little bit and meet somewhere in between. Full 20.
Yeah, we have to beat the we have to be done with you after this. Public comment. It's a 35-day limit. We could ask you questions, but it's like the interchange thing would have to stop. And we need to would need to discuss it as a board. So I think we can. Well, we have I think we have I don't want to over direct this. I think we could be conservative and treat it as 25 and make a decision, or we could continue it in a month based on additional data from the town as to which is correct. And then we can come in and have our discussion and make a decision in a month.
If we treat it as 25 and we come up with a number that mutually satisfies everybody with the 25 foot
Yeah.
setback, we discuss that.
I don't think so.
No.
No, I don't think so. Because then you're hedging on two things. I think we ought to get our facts straight.
Yeah, you're hedging on the hypothetical.
Yeah. I think we ought to get our facts straight and then proceed with the information that we have with
You
our
said the meeting's
discussion
over
session.
after tonight, so I'm a little confused. I wouldn't be able to come back and have a discussion with you about
No, that. No, we would be tabling it so we can have a discussion with the town officials to get clarification.
Okay.
You could certainly be here, but
we wouldn't be able to ask questions and he couldn't comment anymore at that point, right?
Yeah.
He'd just be here for our
He'd be here. He'd be here.
Yeah. There's no exception. I mean, if it's a clerical error on the town side.
We'll have the data we need to continue to have, you know, we've asked you everything about what it is you want to do, where you want to do it, why you want to do it, what you believe your hardship is. We've gotten all the information from you that we just need to do the correct assessment of the magnitude of the variance based on all that information to render our decision. Okay, so we're going to table this till next meeting, Mary. And I think I need a motion to that effect, just to kind of keep it on the up and up.
So made.
Okay, so the motion is we table the discussion and our decision until the next meeting, pending clarification of the correct side yard setback variance for this piece of property.
Second.
All those in favor?
Wait a minute. Side yard setback dimension.
Dimension, yes.
Well, can I ask variance? One more question before you end?
Sure.
Okay, so what I understand is now is you're going to find out whether it's 25 or 20.
Yep.
And then you're going to base the decision on still my request of a 7-foot variance.
We're going to base our decision on your request to build a 20 by 30 foot structure.
Okay. All right.
Now, I can't speak the logistics for you, Joe. If you want to come in and talk to Danielle and change the 20 by 30 to something different, that's your prerogative, but you would want the same data we have. What's the number?
Right. But at that point, would I have to resubmit an application?
Danielle's going to give you the accurate answer, I'd be guessing.
Okay.
But I know we can't make a decision on the discrepancy that's currently in the application.
Maybe that's Danielle calling that.
No, sorry.
All right. It's a little frustrating, I got to tell you.
I'll say.
So,
our apologies.
I'll speak to Danielle tomorrow. She's been very good with the communication with me, and you know,
yeah,
like I said, the two of them came up with this 20-foot thing. I came in to find out what the rules were. So,
yep, no, you did the right thing.
Okay,
telling us to get it straight.
All right.
Okay, we have a motion.
Josh seconded.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion approved. Okay, anything else the board would like to bring up?
Have a good night.
Thanks, sir.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks for showing up, everyone.
Thank you.
Josh, yep. Thrilled to see you again. I thought maybe, you know, something was going on. You couldn't be here.
Yeah, no, I was just running late. I was trying to get my receipts in for the fair.
No worries. Thanks so much. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Have a good evening.